You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone seems to be DMing craving RHOC content. What about some RHOSLC content next? But for now, we're going to share another lost gem from our back catalog, Lydia McLaughlin. Do you guys miss her? Do you love the glitter? How do we feel about Lydia? Like, I'd really like to hear who you want back the most from the RHOC. So today, we're sharing another blast from the past, a gem from our back catalog, which you may not have heard. If you have heard it, great day to go on over to Patreon and listen to all the bonus shows over there. But here is a chat with Lydia and her mom.
Hey guys, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined from 3,000 miles away by Miss Lydia McLaughlin and her mom, Julie Sterling.
Whoop, whoop.
I mean, okay, let's just...
We give ourselves our own sound effects.
Yeah. I mean, let's just start with this question, which I was going to ask later. Like, are you guys always this happy and awake and just, you're always happy?
Yeah, we are. We're like always this silly. And
we're silly happy.
Yeah, we're silly happy. Even when we're like right before this, I think that was really annoying her, but we still are being silly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's worse things to be, right?
Yeah, I just think it's like part of who we are is just to be grateful and silly and in a good mood.
What have you guys been doing during quarantine? Like, do you live like right near each other or?
Pretty close. We see each other all the time. The kids come over for dinner and swimming and I come over here and eat breakfast sometimes.
Yeah, she came over today. Doug makes a mean breakfast. He does basically everything. Yeah. So he made us all French toast because last night we actually had a celebration for Glitter Town, the premiere. So we had a little party at our house. I know it's quarantine and we knew that when we posted about it, some people might get upset because we had everyone at my house and we had a little party. But it was all of our close like friends and tribe of people.
It was a Glitter Town bubble.
It was just, yeah, we're in our own quarantine bubble. We wanted to celebrate. We feel like would be out doing press and getting to go to New York. And so many things have been, you know, put on pause because of the coronavirus and everything that's going on in the world. So we were like, we're not going to not celebrate this. You know, we really wanted to just go all out. So we did.
I'm going to have to go on your Instagram, both of you, and check it out because I have not seen it yet.
So much glitter.
It's so, I mean, you might
walls
see.
Walls of glitter.
Literally, there, our house, my floor is covered in glitter right now. And you're going to see people walking in and out of balloons, like
carrying
getting
balloons.
Taken down because the party is over right now.
It was amazing.
It was so much fun. My mom has the best saying, which is, you can't take a good time away after you've already had it.
I know.
That's okay.
I like that. Well, listen, I am a self-respecting gay man. So, I mean, you can pour the glitter on as much as you want, as far as I'm concerned.
It's magical. It has magical powers, I'm convinced.
I love it. Did you guys have a late night at the party?
Yeah, I'm struggling right now a little bit.
No, I had to drive home, so I was actually the best I've ever been at any party in my life.
Yeah, you were. I admit that.
I surprised myself.
Honestly, though, I'm not used to wearing high heels. Like, I'm 5'4", so I always wear heels. But I feel like in quarantine, I haven't worn high heels, and especially, like, the pointy toe or anything. So my feet are, like, not happy right now.
My feet, as a 72-year-old, were so numb that I didn't even know I had feet. I mean, I had to take my shoes off because I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
But, oh, the shoes.
But they were beautiful and they were sparkly.
Did I get them?
No. Well, I think you should go on your Instagram and look.
Okay, yeah. You can see they're so sparkly.
We actually got them in New York when you were on Watch What Happens Live.
It's true.
Yeah, we bought those shoes. Yeah.
Are you guys missing the press? Like, because, like, right, like, you might have been at Watch What Happens and all this other stuff now if it wasn't quarantine.
But we have you, and that's just as good.
Yeah, we're just doing Zoom calls, which, you know, that's, you know, making it happen.
I was so excited. I mean, I've spoken to, you know, a lot of the other past Real Housewives of OC, so I was so happy to speak to you.
Thanks.
Both of you. We have a lot. Now, here's the thing. I want to talk all about Glitter Town, but I feel I always like to start at the beginning. So let's go back for a minute.
Okay.
Just a minute. Humor me. So where are you guys, like, from originally? Are you from the OC area originally? I like to go way back, as you can see.
Okay, yeah. So I am from Canada. I grew up in Newfoundland, which is why people think I'm so nice, because Canadians are very nice.
Humans. So nice.
Very nice. My mom is a California girl.
Born and raised in La Jolla, broke this tooth surfing right here.
Yeah.
Wow. But
she was born in Malibu. That's where we lived when she was born, right on the beach. And she used to just, it was beautiful. So, well, both California girls, born but not raised for her.
Because
she was originally raised in Newfoundland because that's where my husband's from.
Yep. So I was raised in Newfoundland, and then I moved to California for middle school, high school. But we'd always go back to Canada in the summers. So I kept some of my friends up there. And then when I graduated college, I went to USD in San Diego. I wanted, like, to stay in San Diego because I loved it, but I also knew I needed to leave. You know, when you graduate college and you're like, oh, I got to go somewhere new and try all this stuff. So I was like, I'll just move an hour north. Like, I'll move to Orange County. So I didn't know anyone up here, and I moved and I got in an apartment. And I remember I was a volunteer for Young Life, which is a Christian, like, outreach for high school kids. And when I was in high school, it really made a difference in my life. So I was like, okay, I want to be a volunteer and make that difference, be a role model for a high school girl. So I walked into the meetings for all of the leaders that were, like, 20-something. And across the room, I saw Doug. And I was just like, yes,
boy.
Yeah, like, I am in love, and thank you, Jesus. So that was how I met Doug. And so from there, we, like, were dating. I was really into video editing. My family has media, and my dad owns a television station. So I just grew up in the TV station, and I really would do summers where I would edit.
She had her own TV show, her and her brother.
Children's. Oh, really?
They won an award. It was like a children's news show. And she would just go out on a fishing boat or something and interview the captain. It was awesome. We won an award across Canada.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the Emmys for Canada.
Yeah.
But
anyway, she had a lot of experience.
So I was really good at video editing, and Doug did marketing. So he was really good at graphic design. So we started our own company together where we would have the same clients and all of that. And so one of our clients was this woman from Beverly Hills who was really well connected. And, like, her grandfather was a producer of I Love Lucy. And so she paid us to make a magazine. And so that magazine was called Beverly Hills Lifestyle. And Yolanda from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, her two daughters, obviously Bella Hadid and Gigi, they wanted to film Gigi doing a photo shoot because she wanted to be a model. And so the magazine that they're filming is Beverly Hills Lifestyle. And so the production company was like, oh my gosh, this is a young couple that owns this magazine. They live in Orange County. So that was how they called me about being on Real Housewives Orange County. So.
Wow. So it was all, like, when you were doing this for the magazine, like, with Bella and Gigi.
Yeah, well, for Gigi, that was, they were filming that for Beverly Hills Lifestyle. It's the same production company, Evolution. So I think that was how they heard of me. And so they called me on like a Thursday and were like, hey, you live in Orange County. Do you want to be on Real Housewives? And I laughed. I'm like, no, I do not.
So were you like, when they, because you came in season 8, like when they cast the show, you know, and the show was on for 7 years, like, were you aware of it? Like, is it that small a community in the OC where like you knew all the people on it and you were just like, I don't know if this is for me. I'm good, guys.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, everyone knows about Real Housewives. I think the show had been on for 8 years. And honestly, when it started, I had just, like, I think I was in college and I really liked Tamra and Vicky when I watched it. And then I think I watched it for like one or two seasons and I stopped watching it. And so when I was on it, my season, I really only knew like those two. I didn't know any of the storylines or anything like that. But such a small world. Alexis lived across the street from me when I was on it. And so that I knew her just because we were literally neighbors. But I had never seen, like, I had never watched an episode with her on it before I was on. Yeah.
You're probably better off not having watched it all these years.
Honestly, I was better off not watching it the first time. But after I left, I did not watch any of it. And I regret that. Because then when I went back on, I had no clue what had happened. And I thought that that would be good, but it wasn't. I didn't know. And so that really kind of backfired on me.
Do you think it would have been different when you went back in season 12? Like if you had watched?
I think so. Yeah. I think it would have been. Yeah. I think I would have known and understood the women more, especially Shannon. I just didn't understand her when I first went on and maybe took some of her reactions really personally, but now I know like that's just her personality. And I think I figured that out by the end of the season, but I didn't know that at first.
So you might have had a whole different relationship with Shannon if you watched.
Things could have been different, but I like this version of reality, so I feel good about what's going on. Yeah.
Did you have any hesitations, like, when you first joined in season 8? Like, you know, after they said, we're interested in you, like, did you have reservations, like, about Lydia doing it? Were you guys like, I don't know if we want to do this, or once they were interested?
Oh, you love it. I was all for it. I thought it was a great idea.
I did. I mean, I definitely was not into it and I told them, and then throughout the whole casting process, I was very much like, I'm not a Real Housewives. I won't throw alcohol on anyone. I'm not going to flip the table. And I think that was what they liked about me, was that I was very much like, that's not who I am. And I don't think you can have 6 girls that are like that. You need different personalities. So for that time frame, that season, they wanted maybe a nice friendship whisperer. So that was a role that I was able to fill naturally, because that's who I was.
Is that one of the things that, like, when people come up to you or recognize you guys, is that one of the things that they, you know, because I think of you as the friendship whisperer. I mean, from both times, both seasons.
Yeah, she's a very real friendship whisperer.
Thanks. Yeah, I like people to get along. I'm a peacemaker for sure. And I mean, it's fun to see what people, that was how Glitter Town really got started, was because so many of the fans would come up to, like, my mom and I are together a lot in public, and so many people at the mall would come up and be like, oh my gosh, my mom has passed away, and I love seeing your relationship together. It makes me miss my mom, but it makes me happy. So we got a lot of, like, mother-daughter positive kind of feedback. I think people related to us with that, so that was really good. And I mean, I'm really open about my faith, and so I get a lot of people that they want to talk to me about that as well.
That makes sense. Yeah. Were you shocked, like, from both times, like, Judy, that you became part of, you know, the storyline, you know, which has ultimately led to
fabulous.
No, but the storyline, that there wasn't a lot of fun in some of those storylines.
Yeah, like, that has a lot to do with why I left after season 8.
I mean, like, whoa, that, I won't even go there. Just, like, let's just say I didn't know there were people like that in the world, because I grew up thinking everybody was really nice like me, and it's been a cold card reality check.
But well, I'm from New York City, so I have the total opposite view of the world of, like, okay.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when I know.
You raised me, so I really
I thought
do.
Everybody
I think
nice.
Everybody's nice.
Yeah, and it's really hard.
It is interesting. I will say, being on Housewives or having this platform and social media and everything is, like, gives me a sad dose of humanity.
But it's also a way to spread light and love. And yeah. That's what we're trying to do. So there's a lot of guys in, they're going to try to slap you down, but you just got to go.
Yeah.
Let go into it.
And I mean, even like, honestly, even Glittertown, I feel like is a testament to just believing in yourself and having a vision and being true to that.
And not taking no for an answer.
Like, we definitely, to make the show, we bet on ourselves. We just did what we wanted to do. And then we just took it to Bravo and we're like, here you go. Do you like this? And they were like, we love it. Yes, we're in. And so, I mean, we're crazy to kind of make that happen.
Silly land is
something I'm really proud of. And like kind of a message I really want to share to people is just what your crazy vision is in your head, make it happen and like hustle to do it.
Believe
the world
yourself.
Needs it. If you have it inside of you, go for it.
Is that how the show came about? Like, you just one day were like, we need to do something, you know, we're always hanging out. Like, how did you guys came up with the concept?
She did most of the concept. I just did most of the silly.
She's like the star and then I'm the brains.
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about the star, but you're I'm the entertainment. Silly and she's like my Ethel.
Yeah. She's Lucy.
Did you try to like bring it to like different, like, did you want it to be on network TV or like, did you?
No, absolutely not. We did not want a huge show.
We wanted it, like our vision was exactly what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's exactly
we
like.
We didn't want to do a reality show. I know the amount of effort that goes into that.
I don't want it to take over my life.
It takes over your life. I have a really great life.
Me too.
I have a company with Nobleman. I have 3 boys. Like, we did not want to have cameras in our house 24/7. But at the same time, we like to film. We like attention.
I love the attention.
We want to be on for like 2 hours twice a week. That was kind of like what we wanted. So we were like, let's just film us doing silly little adventures and have them be kind of 5 to 10 minute little easy to digest kind of online digital series. So that was really always our vision. And then we obviously were like, Bravo Online would be where we would see it because of Housewives and my fan base there. That makes the most sense for us. So that was literally what we wanted. So that was our one meeting and we sold it to them and that was that.
They just said, we want to talk to you, you know? So we thought, talk. I think we better go in person.
Yeah, they
so
wanted.
So we like went all the way out, stayed at the plaza.
They wanted to do like a Zoom call to like
just
make
like
the deal.
This.
And we were like, no, we're going to, the call was for 10:30 on like Thursday of the next week. And I remember I called my mom. I'm like, we should just go and show up at 30 Rock. And like, this is one of the, we've been working so hard on this. This is the big meeting. Like they need to meet us in person. We kill it in person. Bring your fairy bomb. And let's make this happen.
I did it.
We really willed this baby into the world. Yeah. And then we were
meant
kidding. Last night's party was like our baby shower. It's like, okay, the baby is here.
Oh, yeah.
that's crazy. That's amazing that you guys decided to come in person. So wait, so you brought like this glitter bomb. Like, tell me about this.
Well,
you brought that into the meeting?
Yeah. We did. We went into 30 Rock with the confetti bomb and immediately, well, it's in one of the episodes because we actually filmed, that's our first episode is us going and trying to get our
show. We filmed our episodes and then we were going to New York. We were like, we should bring our crew and film this. And then this could even be like the first episode explaining
this. We just went for it.
So we just kind of winged it, but it was so funny because it was one of like the biggest meetings, you know, in 30 Rock with the heads. It was like these, you know, all these different people,
head honchos, special elevator.
Bravo. Yeah, and then when you're in line at 30 Rock, people come up to you and even want a picture, you know, because they're getting the tour of the NBC. So the whole thing is really surreal. And normally those types of meetings, especially for noblemen and things, I'm prepared. I have my husband. We have like a presentation. My mom and I had nothing.
We had nothing.
Like the day before, we went shopping because we were just like, we're in New York.
Yay. I need something to wear, something new.
So the most time we spent on the meeting was what we were going to wear. Because we were just like, we're selling us. Like, so we can't plan it. We just have to go in there. And be ourselves.
We winged it and we nailed it.
And we nailed it. We walked out of there like, we nailed it.
They said, okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow. I mean, and then like with this glitter bomb, like, do you open it and like glitter comes out? Like, did you do that?
You can get them at Walmart and it's just.
Oh, wow.
I was going to bring one today, but she makes me clean it up after.
It's like, it looks like a wrapping paper. It's a long tube, yeah, and at the bottom you do it and it pops. It makes a big sound and all this confetti just bursts. And it's
so fun.
Sparkly.
It just excites me.
Yeah. It excites everyone. I mean, they had to warn people because, you know.
It does have a pop.
It has. Well, sometimes mom has done it. People get scared and stuff.
So, did you do that during the meeting, like in 30 Rock and the
yes,
room?
We did. I asked first, and I said, is this a prop? She goes, well, it's Friday.
She asked the secretary that brought us in, and she told her, like, hey, I have this. When they come in, I have this confetti bomb. Can I do it? Hi. Sorry.
They're cleaning up from the party.
Somebody, I love it. Yeah, somebody's with a lot of cleanup from the party last night.
I love it.
Everywhere. We had so much fun. We had so many things going on. We had cotton candy with liquor and anyway, everything.
That sounds, was it like a specific color themed? I mean, I see the pink balloons over there.
It was pink and white, and then I have these curtains of like glitter.
What's happening?
Okay, he's asking about the party.
Just about if there was a color scheme or.
Oh, yeah. And the color theme is glitter, but just like everything. You know, we had a step and repeat.
This is just a small sample of what was going on.
Oh my God.
I had a whole lot of this, like curtains and curtains and curtains.
Pink and white.
Everything they had at party.
Yeah, it was just glitter. So we hired Bloombox to do all the decorations for it. And they were, if anyone is around, honestly, I'm not getting paid to say this, they are the best.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. It was just, you walked in, it was a line of candles on a red carpet. And then all you saw was like a glitter wall that you had to walk through.
Plus this huge arch of balloons.
And it was this arch of balloons with glitter kind
and
of like glitter
trying to get down the side of the
It was magical.
And it was unbelievable.
Everything about it, there is like a pool. I have a pool and there was just balloons floating.
These little lights that change color that were on all the high coffee.
It just made everyone happy.
The detail, they said.
And
that's like amazing.
Thanks.
Did you ever, like, even back with Housewives and this, like, you just took to the camera's net? Like, did you have an adjustment period to filming? Like, even then and now, like, you just were like, okay, there's cameras in our life? Yeah, or was that hard to get?
I will say, I think it's interesting how like little they prepare you for Housewives. Cause I thought that they would do like a month of testing or something like that. But it was literally, I think we did two interviews where you're on camera. And then it was like, okay, let's do it. Like you never had to film a reality, would they call it a reality scene?
Like a sizzle reel.
Yeah, where it's just like your family. It was always sit down interviews. So then it's weird because most of the filming for Housewives is not a sit down interview. It's, you know, you in the scene acting your life out. And they never did one test run of that. They just get to know you
and throw you in there and then give you a lot of alcohol.
If you don't work, then you'll probably end up being a friend or cut out. So yeah.
Were you like, wow, what the hell did I get myself into? Like right when you started filming?
Oh my gosh, so many times. Yes, right away. I mean, I think that I assumed that it was fake or that like the girls are being dramatic. And then once the camera goes off, everyone has a glass of wine together and are actually friends. But that is the exact opposite, I would say. It's just very much
worse.
It's worse behind the scenes than it is. Yeah, they hate each other even more almost behind cameras and will pretend to be friends on camera sometimes. Not pretend, but like they're using each other and it's very much a game of chess and that was hard for me.
And what's your storyline?
And like to your point, a game of chess, like I think also because people want to keep their jobs. So I think there's that like fear.
Well, I think also everyone wants to be liked. And so everyone wants, you know, to have their story, their point of view. Because in life, like nobody is the bad guy in their own world. You're starring in your own movie where you're the good guy. So it's interesting when you get put and you're not telling the story. And the way that you saw it was very different. But it's weird because you're almost seeing something from another point of view and you're like, wow, I didn't know all that was happening it's very real. I would say it was way more real than I expected it to be. It's a reality show. They never told me what to say. I mean, it is a reality show.
were you shocked at like the certain things that people probably come up to you, like, you know, a balls voyage party, like Doug getting his balls cut off, a mom who smokes pot. Like, these are the things I think of when I think of Lydia McLaughlin.
Well, thank you.
Oh, what a lot.
Like, are you shocked though? How, like, you know, you film all this and then like the little things that, like, you know, maybe stand out to like the mass, are you just like, really, that's what you want to talk to me about? Like, did you ever have like that type of experience?
No, not really. I just, because, you know, usually you know what they're going to focus on by your interviews in the confessional. So you have a sense of the season or where it's going to go by those questions. And I mean, watching it back, I was annoyed with how many times I said balls voyage and everything like that and having his balls cut off. But they just kind of ask you the same things again and again, so they get you to say those things again
and
again.
And then they can edit it any way they want. So, they can make you look
good
or bad.
Yeah. Well, you are good or bad, though.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, you must feel like you have more control over, like, Glitter Town, like, being a web series and being shorter than, like, if you went to a full-fledged network.
Control. It's us doing it, and we know what we're filming, so there isn't anything that we don't want to use because it's all awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the point of Glitter Town is to spread love and light and to show, I think people got to see a glimpse of that side of us, but that's, you know, they saw more the drama side, and I would say just who I am, that, like, drama aspect is 5%, and so this is so much more me. And that was really cool last night, even at the premiere party with all my friends and family. So many people were texting me after and were just like, Lydia, I'm so proud of you. This is so much, like, I'm so proud. This is so more authentic to who you are. And so I'm really proud of that. Is, you know, it's always about using your platform and building yourself to the next level. And so I really feel like this show and trying to spread positivity and having, you know, in quarantine, everyone's just sitting around. So having some sort of joy and silliness and a break from all the drama is kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Perfect. I could see that. I mean, like, do you think there's a shift? Because, like, overall, ratings for Housewives in general, like, the drama, I mean, it is down, not the OC, just in general. Like, do you think there's a shift in the world now where, like, there's a demand, you know, there's less of a demand for, like, drama-filled shows, and there's more of a demand just in general for this type of aspirational show or happy show?
I don't think it has to be either or, you know? I think that people love drama, and that's not bad. I just watched the Real Beverly Hills reunion.
I love watching, you know, that. It's so hard not to.
So I think it's kind of, you know, I think that there's a place and a space for both. And I want to be in the space of love and light.
But people love drama. And, you know, there's a lot of drama there. And that's the whole point of it. It's so exciting to watch. It really is very titillating, I have to say.
Even when we were going to do Glitter Town and we're talking about it, and I was getting advice from some of the producers that I've met over the years and showing them, like, our sizzle reel and some of the things, they were like, oh, where's the drama? Yeah, like, where's the drama? We could take this to a network. But we would need to see, like, some sort of an overarching storyline, you know, some sort of push and pull and drama to watch. And we were like, I told them, no, that's not my vision for this. I want it to go digital. I also don't love being, like, super famous. It stresses me out too much, and it's not, it's just,
I don't agree.
I just don't enjoy it.
I like being invisible, but maybe a little not.
But I don't mind. Yeah. Like, so I think that this is a good,
it's a really good
little niche for us. Yeah. We found, and I think in neutral life, you figure out who you are and what you want, and then that's what you go for. And so this for us was exactly what we wanted.
And, like, good for you guys for sticking to what you wanted, you know, as opposed to, you know, a lot of people would say, great, chop into a network, bring on the drama. So that's, speaking of Beverly Hills, you guys love watching Beverly Hills?
Yeah. It's my fave.
It's good.
I like Beverly Hills.
Just their clothes and just everything. They're very interesting.
Yeah.
We kind of met them. Who's my favorite? I kind of like Erica, although she is a total witch with a B, but that's kind of what I like about it. She really sticks up for herself. There's a few. I mean, they're all fun.
I feel like it switches every season. Like, when Dorit first came on, I wasn't a fan. Oh. And then now, I like, she's one of my favorites.
She's intense.
I love it.
Yeah, I love her. All of them. Yeah. They're just so cool.
I think it just depends on my mood. It's kind of like Sex and the City. Like, which one are you? I'm a Carrie. Everyone wanted to be Carrie, though.
Yeah.
It is so freaking cold this winter in New York City, and my skin has been so dry and so dehydrated. That is until I discovered Whey. Way's new body cream and body cleanser is amazing. It's hydrating, it's skin softening, and it comes in the iconic Way fragrance, Melrose Place. It's only the best TV show ever, but listen, the smell is so good. It has notes of bergamot, lychee, cedarwood, and white musk, and it works so fast. It nourishes your skin when you need it most, and it prevents dryness. I don't know what I would do without my Way Melrose Place. Listen, experience the new Way Melrose Place body cream and body cleanser. Your body, your way. Go to THEOUAI.com and use code VELVETROBE to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at THEOUAI.com, code VELVETROBE. Your skin will thank you later.
I stare at my smile all day doing these Zooms recording this podcast, and I love it. But what I don't love is the toxic ingredients in most dental care products. They're not good for my health or my teeth. I want products that are best for my oral health and products made with natural ingredients. That's why I use Lumino. Lumino makes toothpaste, mouthwash, and whitening products that actually help your oral health instead of hurting it. Everything they use is certified non-toxic. Lumino's whitening strips are super effective and perfect for sensitive teeth. It only takes 30 minutes to apply and you'll see results in 7 days. Listen, I've got the before and after pics to prove it, and I love how my smile feels and looks, and I know you'll love Lumino as much as I do too. Get 15% off your order today by going to getlumino.com/velvet and use code VELVET. That's GETLUMINEUX.com/velvet. Code VELVET to save 15%. Getlumino.com/velvet. As Valentine's Day quickly approaches, I think of love and romance and everything else. And that's what makes me think of Dipsy. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. And now they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life. Anytime, anywhere. Trust me, I was like, let me just listen to this for a few minutes. Oh my God, you get sucked into these stories. I was just listening to a girl who was getting a tattoo, and well, I mean, her and the tattoo artist, I'm sure you could imagine what happens next. So close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/velvet. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/velvet. dipsystories.com/velvet. I'm not such a great cook, and I find cooking even harder when I also want to eat well and healthy. Well, guess what? None of that matters anymore because I found Green Chef. With fresh produce, premium proteins, and organic ingredients you can trust, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. Their pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices make it so easy. I personally turn to Green Chef because they have carb-conscious and calorie-conscious options. But they cover it all, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free. That's right, I can keep going. Green Chef has it all. And you avoid the long lines at the grocery store. Green Chef is delivered right to your door with easy-to-follow recipes. Go to greenchef.com/velvet130 and use code VELVET130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That's right. Go to greenchef.com/velvet130 and use code VELVET130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Do you guys do what I do every January? First, you think about the year prior of all the things you didn't accomplish that you wanted to. Then you make a bunch of New Year's resolutions. And as soon as you break them, you feel bad about yourself. Are you in your own mind the way I was?
Well, get out of your mind. Let me tell you, therapy can help you learn to be kinder and gentler to yourself and help you move forward. I have to tell you guys about Talkspace. Talkspace has been a miracle for me. First of all, they match you with a licensed therapist that you can connect with not only from your computer, but from your phone, anywhere on the go. I also love that Talkspace focuses on your schedule. They fit your schedule, not the other way around. With live chat, video, and audio sessions, you could easily fit mental health into your daily routine. I also love that your information is extremely private and it's just between you and your therapist. Listen, Talkspace can help you with anything, anxiety, depression, self-doubt. Make your mental health more than just another New Year's resolution with Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VELVET at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code VELVET. If you're anything like me, you get bored with your workout so quickly. Well, the Peloton Bike and Bike Plus are ringing in the new year with so much new classes, new music, and new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. I love that Peloton has added boxing. And even if you've never boxed before, these classes are awesome. They help you work up a sweat while working on the fundamentals of form, footwork, and fun combos. I love that the daily workouts have such variety. The best thing I like about Peloton is the new artist series music selections. You can work out to music of a single artist for an entire class, but Peloton also has rock, pop, hip hop, EDM. Now, for a limited time, try the Peloton app free for 12 months, then $12.99 a month after. New members only. Visit onepeloton.com/app to learn more. That's 2 months free at onepeloton.com. The offer expires 1/31/22. Terms apply. I have to tell you about a new nutritional product that I started using called Athletic Greens. Now, I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted better gut health, I wanted more energy, and I wanted to optimize immune system. Well, let me tell you, what I love best about Athletic Greens is it's easy. I personally didn't have, and never will have time for any nutritional product that is complicated to use. So here's the thing. Athletic Greens, you take one scoop and you add 8 ounces of water, and that's all you need. Also, the other thing I love about Athletic Greens, it actually tastes great and it's inexpensive. It costs less than $3 a day. Also, I love it. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, so there's no nasty chemicals or anything artificial. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/velvet. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/velvet to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Do you guys know any of them in real life? I mean, you know Yolanda, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, Bravo is a small world and it's kind of like a sorority. So I don't have like any of their numbers where I'm texting them. I don't want to, you know, come across like that. But I definitely have met them and, you know, are like Instagram friends with some of them. So
what do you think about Denise Richards leaving? Did you hear this?
I don't believe anything until Bravo announced.
No, but I actually saw
no,
that.
She like announced it.
A really hard time. So I totally get why she would. I mean, if you have a beautiful life and you have all the money you want, and it's not that it's about money, but you just think, I don't need this. But she's, you know, I mean, they were really harsh on her. I mean, I couldn't believe. I felt really, I mean, her look on her face, she was just like a deer in headlights. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird because it's like, I'm Team Denise, but I think she was lying and on drugs, but I'm Team Denise.
Well, she has, you know, she has a few little quirky.
But I think
quirky.
Yeah, I'm happy that she's leaving if that's what she thinks is best.
She needs to, I think.
I wish she would have stayed and talked it through, but that had to have been like such a hard filming season. I am in no way surprised that she would have.
The reunion is what happened. That's the whole. I mean,
okay. So don't tell me. I gotta watch it.
Just you gotta watch it.
It's intense, but she really is leaving. Like, it's real. She's announced it. It's like...
Yeah. Oh, she announced it? She said
she was. Yeah, they need to bring on... I liked Garcelle this year. I like how they switch it up. And I'm excited...
She was brilliant.
I'm excited to watch OC and see, like, who they bring on. I've never watched it since I left, but I think I might watch...
I can't. It's really hard. You can't watch it once you've
been... It's weird to watch it once you've been on it.
Really?
Yeah. I honestly have not watched 1 second.
It's worse than watching yourself.
Because it's like, you know the girls now and you're not there and you're kind of figuring out what's actually happening because you read between the lines. I don't know. It's not enjoyable.
Do it's you like, know?
It's like watching your ex-boyfriend date someone. You don't want to be dating him anymore, but you don't need to see him making out with somebody. Yeah, you know? It's just kind of like, meh, I'm married over here. Staying in my lane. Yeah.
But like to your point, Judy, like, I don't know. I cannot listen to my own podcast. Like it's like watching it. Like I've been on some shows, but like it's awful. Like I'm like, and everyone else is like, it's fine. You're like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Do you know Elizabeth Vargas? She's the new girl.
I don't. I know one of the girls, Jennifer Armstrong, our kids go to the same school and I had heard that she was on this year, but, and I think she filmed. But I think maybe she became a friend. I don't know.
You never know what's going to happen.
And I don't know what happened with
after
that.
The filming.
Do you know Bronwyn or Emily or Gina?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't like know them. I know Emily. Emily posted about the show. And
Emily's mom lives next door to me.
Yeah.
And, oh, really?
She's a sweetheart. Lizzie and her are really close. And I'm good friends with Lizzie. So I've gotten to know Emily a little bit just through like birthday parties and stuff. So she was supposed to come last night, actually, the Glitter Town, but they ended up not able to make it. But yeah, she's a big supporter and I support them. So I like it when women are cool to support each other.
Encouraging other women.
Yeah, rather
empowering.
Than rather than compete.
Were any of the past OC housewives that we know there last night?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, there was some. OC Peggy was here, which was cool.
She's to lie in.
She was out of town. No, yeah. And Alexis wasn't able to come either.
Well, it was his birthday.
Yeah.
They had a birthday.
But I'm buddies with a lot of them.
You're buddies with Vicky, I know, still. We love her, Vicky.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think of Vicky and Tamara leaving?
Yeah, I get this so much. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. I think it's good to keep it fresh. I think that it's important to switch it up. And I feel like it was good timing for them to go. Someone else asked me the same thing and I had commented about Tamara, who then like did this long post about me, but I think she deleted it. So that makes me feel good. Like hopefully people were on my side. And so she was like, oh.
Well, yeah, I read that you said that you think Vicky has, and I actually know Vicky really, you know, I'm probably not as well as you, but I know her. Like, I think she's moved on now. Like, yeah. Vicky's got a lot going on. You know what the thing I love about Vicky is, like, at least in my deal, like, she's a businesswoman. If you have a call with her at 9, the call starts at 9. But that, like, just, I love that. Like, I love you guys were on time. I love when people are on time. But then, yes, you said that you didn't think that Tamara had moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hated that.
Yeah.
And then she did clap back at you.
Honestly, David, I just feel like our show, Glitter Town, is about love and light. And I have, like, left Housewives so that I wouldn't be involved, like, honestly, in any of the, like, toxic drama and, like, the split screen posts and all that kind of stuff. And I just know, like, anything that I say, especially with a few of the Housewives, will take it and just, like, attack you for
it. Run with it.
Tamara, you know, really attacked my husband in the media before, and I said nothing about it. I just feel like the cream rises to the top, and you don't have to, you know, get in the mud with each other. So I wish her the best, and I hope that she
gets a life.
No.
That's fine. So you have no response to Tamara's posting online?
No comment.
No, I mean, I hope she can. She said she watched an episode of Glitter Town, so that makes me happy. And nothing says you've moved on than like a 3-paragraph explanation.
That's true.
Yeah, I hope she has moved on. That'd be great.
And you've moved on. Would you ever go back to Housewives for Glitter Town's a huge success? 5 years from now, whatever, Glitter Town ends, maybe in 10 years, would you ever go back to Housewives?
I don't see that happening, but you never know.
Never say never.
When I left for season 8, I was like, I will never do that again. And then 4 years later, I was ready to go back. So you never know what your future holds. I'm always open to possibilities, but I'm really satisfied with what I'm doing right now.
That's good. Well, also, that says a lot about you. It's hard to go back. Like, a lot of people are not, the door's not open for most to go back. So that says a lot about you. I mean, you could leave on the best terms, and like once you're gone, it's hard to get back into your own franchise.
Well, I think that I think that for me, you know, if you get invited to go back, most of the time everyone does. And so for me, I left because of what was, you know, how hard it was for me. And so they, when I left, they always were like, the door's always open, you know, we love you. So that's, I'm grateful for those opportunities. Yeah. And I mean, people say a lot of things. I think it was reported that I was fired after season 8 and things like that. And just like everything, it's kind of like, let your actions speak for you. So even right now, like Tamara said a bunch of stuff about Glitter Town or whatever, but it's like, well, you know, what are you doing? So.
Yes.
Actions just speak.
She said that your one episode was about women supporting women and building people up. And she didn't think you were in that one particular interview.
And I wasn't, like, I definitely, my husband, Doug, was like, why did you say that? And even right now, like, I'm sure you could take a couple of my quotes out of this, and then it would become, like, a big thing. And I'm trying, like, not to say anything. So when you're doing press, and it's, sometimes you can't help the way you feel, and then it just bubbles out of you. So I'm not perfect, even though I'm trying to be. You're practically perfect.
You're nicer than most people that I have spoken to. Do you know, like, do you know Heather Dubrow, Gretchen?
Yeah. Yeah. I know both of them. I filmed season 8. I hung out with them a lot.
I mean, like, I meant, like, keeping in touch with them today. Sorry, I should
have. Yeah, I haven't seen Heather since quarantine, but we sometimes, we both live in Newport Beach. And so, yeah, I run into her. We were in the same workout schedule. So I'd see her at like Pilates and boxing, and I'd see her at a lot of the same events. We have some similar friends. So I wish Heather and Terry nothing but the best, and they are awesome. And then Gretchen also is my friend. Her and I are in a Bible study together. So I see her once a week, and I'm totally rooting for her and nothing but good thing. Yeah.
How is Nobleman doing?
It's actually doing great. We were coming off our best issue, and then quarantine hit. So just like everyone, you know, it was such a bummer because we had worked so hard and we're on such a good kind of vibe, and then just the whole thing got shut down. But we're starting to see businesses opening, so back, wanting to advertise and starting to have little smaller events, which is a great thing in Orange County. So we did a photo shoot with John Legend, which was really great, and then we did a photo shoot with Justin Hartley, which was good. But we were laughing because both of them are a little bit, have, you know, online. I think they both have their comments off right now, which is never a good sign. Yeah, when that happens. So they have little dramas, but I'm excited for them.
Oh, really? So John Legend and Justin Hartley turned their comments off?
I think on Instagram, John Legend with Chrissy Teigen and Pizzagate, and then Justin Hartley with his divorce. But they both, you can read Nobleman and find out more about all that good stuff.
And did Justin Hartley and or John Legend make the cover? Because we know Heather wanted the cover. Am I being shady today?
Yeah. I mean, someone has to do it, right?
So yeah, I'm
glad it's not me. Yes, one of them is the cover. Which one should it be? What do you think?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I love Justin Hartley. This Is Us is a major NBC show. But, you know, John Legend, I think, gets the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that too.
I mean, the photos are amazing. And he was so nice, and he brought his daughter onto set. They were all wearing masks. So that was, you know, is different because you're trying to deal with that. So yes, right there and to your right. Sorry. So my house is a madhouse.
That's good. It's like real life. And Chrissy Teigen's a huge Housewives fan.
She was not on set or anything, so I didn't get to meet her. So, but I do know that she tweets about Housewives and everything a lot. And John Legend's stylist that was on the set was saying, like, right away, it was like, oh my gosh, I got to text Chrissy Teigen that you're here. So I was, in my mind, I like to think that if it was not COVID, she would have come. Because John Legend was saying it was the first time he's, like, done, because it was a couple, you know, it was like a month ago that we did the shoot.
Do you ever find that funny that, you know, like, so now you're on Glitter Town and, like, you have this fan base that's originally from Housewives, but then you have these people like Chrissy Teigen and other, like, you know, like, uber celebrities that come up and they're like, oh, my God, you're Lydia and Judy. You know, like, do you ever find that, you know, like, that's kind of interesting. That's got to be a nice aspect of having been on Housewives.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. It's fun when people know you and when you're interviewing them and, you know, they're familiar with your work or what you've done. So that's obviously so flattering and, like, exciting. So
could I just say that my daughter, who gets approached all the time, I'm with her, is so gracious and so sweet to every single person. And I really admire that in her, that she will take time to ask them where they're from and just really, you know, engage with them and let them take pictures. And she's always so patient and kind. And I really think she's awesome.
Aw. Well, I know what it's like. I feel like, cause we are around celebrities a lot growing up, being in the media industry. So we would get to go to and buy rights for Canada for a lot of television shows. So we got to meet a lot of TV stars, and it always meant a lot to me when you have a star and you can't wait to meet them and then they're rude. It just forever, you're like, ugh, I don't like, you know, I have a couple experiences where you're just over.
There was one person who I cannot name, a very big rock star, because we have a radio and television. But the radio station, Oz FM, oh, I can't say his name, but his handler came out ahead of time and said, you cannot touch, you know, you can't touch him. And we had all these people who had won all these, you know, contests, and they were going to get to be with him, and it wasn't him. Anyway, yeah, you never know what you're going to get, but I think the bigger star they are, I think the more confident they are and the nicer they are. That's just my own experience.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I mean, like, some of my worst experiences have not been with the huge stars. It's been with, like, reality TV.
Totally. Well, because we're not even a D-list. Like, I wouldn't even consider myself D-list. You know, so it's just, like, someone that's, like, grapping for it. So any little bit, they're like, oh, no. And then you meet these huge celebrities that just walk in, you know. Some of the C-lists that we've dealt with at the magazine would maybe walk in with an entourage, but then these big stars like a John Legend just drives up. He was with his brother and his daughter. Like, he was just so chill and normal.
Real.
Because he doesn't have anything to prove. He's John Legend. So, yeah.
And John Legend was just so nice.
Yeah, honestly, we've been really lucky, especially with Nobleman. The people that we choose to work with are always the best, and I have nothing. It's a family, and I have nothing but good things to say about anyone that we featured in the magazine. Honestly, I feel like if they weren't nice on set, then we would be like, what are we doing here? Because the whole experience is supposed to be fun. I don't ever want to forget that. And it is like a little family, and when you're on set, everybody, you know, is there for a reason and doing a job, and we're a slim team, so it's not like this big overproduced set. It's just, we're here to take some beautiful photos and celebrate somebody that's doing something amazing.
Have you ever had someone in Nobleman where, you know, like, you just had a preconceived notion, like, oh, they're going to be difficult, and then, like, they walk in and they're just, like, the nicest person, you know, like, not even difficult, but just because they're such a big celebrity, you think they would come with, like, a huge entourage and have, like, writers and be, you know, just high maintenance, and you're just like, this was the nicest person, I never expected that.
That happens a lot, honestly. Like, Doug's really easy to get along with, but we did Gerard Butler, and Doug got his phone number. He ended up coming to a Nobleman dinner with us. It was a small, intimate dinner, and he came. That was really cool. Sam Heughan, who's on Outlander, is my mom is going to marry him one day, hopefully.
Really?
Yeah, he is very sexy, and he, like, Doug and him text all the time. He's a huge supporter of Nobleman. We were supposed to go to Antigua with him, actually, right before the coronavirus hit and the borders all got shut down. So a lot of times with these celebrities, we really do bond with them and become friends, which is a good surprise. Yeah. And we respect their privacy. So I'm not, like, going to be posting about it, you know, because it's a real friendship. It's not like, oh, look who I'm friends with.
Well, that's what I say. Like, when someone comes on my show, like, when you chat for an hour, like, it's an intimacy. And then, like, you keep in touch with these people and you're just like, yeah, like, we're friends. Like, it's really, we're not going to spill the dirt. You have to have Chrissy Teigen on. I think that should be one of a future cover.
Well, it's Nobleman, so.
She's not a man.
That's true.
He's a penis.
That's true. I didn't realize you only featured men on the cover. Oh, yeah. I mean, Well, that makes sense.
Men's magazine.
I need to subscribe. I need to have you get a subscription. I'll subscribe for you. So you will love it. It's a really great magazine.
High-end, amazing.
Yeah. It's like...
And yeah, because, I know, you feature, you know, nice, luxurious people. I'm, a big watch person. I have, a watch fetish.
You would love it. It's cool.
I would.
For everyone.
Yeah. I would. I was flipping through it and,
you have to email me your info and I'll put you on for your subscription.
I'll take it.
I have pull. Yeah.
I mean, speaking of Justin Hartley, do you guys watch Selling Sunset? It is the best show.
I love Selling Sunset. I am such a fan. Do you watch it?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Good. Yes.
Selling Sunset. It's by the same person that did
Justin Hartley's wife. But then they get a divorce. Mm. And so she's never on it. So it's all through her side. Oh. But then there's this other girl, Christine.
Yeah.
Who, I mean.
I'm going to start watching it.
It's made for TV. It's so good.
It is I don't want another reality show. I watch too many. So, I mean, season one, you didn't hear anything about it. Season two, because of quarantine, you heard a little buzz. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch the pilot. And I'm not going to watch this show. I don't got no time. I watched the pilot and I'm like, this is literally the best show that's ever existed. It is it's real estate.
Besides Glitter Town.
Well, I mean, yes, besides Glitter Town. And I haven't really watched I've only watched one episode of Glitter Town. What is how are the shows being released on Glitter Town? What's the release schedule?
Yeah, we get this a lot. So you can go on Bravo TV right now and just watch all 8 episodes. Yeah, so they're all there, and they're 5 to 10 minutes. Every episode is a different theme, so it's my mom teaching us me a recipe of how to make our Italian meatballs passed down from generations. And then the next episode, she goes and gets Botox, and we talk about religion,
motherhood,
beauty, beauty tips. So it's just very silly and fun and light. But you can watch them. I had a lot of people saying they watched them with their daughter. So that's really fun. And you get just a glimpse. One episode we do fairy bomb.
Actually, that's all we do. The whole episode is confetti bomb.
We dress up as unicorns.
We
confetti bomb people on the street.
No, I'm going to watch it. I'm not just saying that. I thought there was only one episode.
No, there's 8.
Yeah, there's a bunch of episodes and you can watch them bravotv.com and it's Glitter Town and there are fun.
How'd you guys get into glitter? Why glitter and unicorn and rainbows and happiness?
I started out really liking fairies. It was kind of anything with wings. That was back in the 70s. Then I moved on to angels. Now I became obsessed with angels. And somehow along the way, I found this glitter that was all sparkly. And it was called fairy dust. And it just seemed to fit with the wing kind of theme. So then that turned into confetti bombs because people... Glitter, you know, one time I ruined Annie Cohen's shoes, which was really a bummer. I just love Annie Cohen, by the way. I think he's so awesome. But
how did that happen? You brought glitter to the clubhouse one night?
Yeah, I was the bartender and, you know, I wanted to fairy dust everyone. Of course, he actually has a vial of glitter, of fairy dust.
I'm filming you.
That I knew.
I sprinkled his shoes.
That I knew.
I ruined his shoes, actually. So. Never mind.
I know. I remember that there's a vial of the fairy dust in the clubhouse.
She used to do fairy dust, but it's hard to get out. And someone yelled at her one time and really traumatized her. So now she does glitter because that's easy.
Confetti.
It's easy to wipe off. The glitter just stays on you and you'll get one or two pieces of glitter forever. But the confetti just you can wipe it off if you don't like it. So this is more user friendly.
And the fairy dust is harder to get out.
Yeah, totally. My son would go to these meetings in Toronto. He's a salesman for us, and he would have this black suit on, and there'd be all these little fairy dust sprinkles all over it. And he said, "Mom, nobody can take me seriously with this stuff." So it is. It's very insidious. It never goes away.
Do you get a lot of messages online where people say the mother-daughter relationship you guys have is very aspirational? You know, there's a lot of people that are not close to their family. And by the way, Judy, I never in a million years, I'm not just kissing your ass, would have said that you were 72 years old. I would have thought you were 60.
Stop it.
No, for real.
I know, she's a babe.
I'm emotionally 14 and it's what keeps me young. I honestly never grew up.
Same here. I totally get it.
Peter Pan syndrome all the way for
it's
me.
True.
Whoop, whoop.
She doesn't think she's, yeah, you don't think.
I don't think I'm 72. I haven't told my genes yet. So they don't get it. They think we're like 50-something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's true. I think your genes know, you know, like your insides know what's happening.
Yeah.
I think so. But I mean, I think that's another great aspect of watching the show. Like, you know, it shows like a positive mother-daughter friendship.
Be honest, we've had people, do you want to tell that story? Well, we've had people come up to us. There was this one lady who followed us from store to store. You know, we were in this big mall and she finally comes up, beautiful English accent. I just want to tell you, you made such an influence on me. I hadn't talked to my mother in like 20 years. I finally called her after seeing one of your shows and I found out that she was dying of cancer and she lived in England. She flew all the way out to LA and she said, it's because of you I'm here. My mom's in a hospice. And we were all crying at this point. Like,
because she was just like, what are the odds that this would be the day that I'd run into you? I'm here to buy one of the nurses, like a present.
A thank you gift.
And so it was just really.
See, I have goosebumps.
It was really, really cool. Because things like that don't just happen, you know? And so it was like really.
I mean, we made a difference in someone's life.
It was affirming to her that she was supposed to be here to talk to her mom. But then it was so affirming to us, too. Because sometimes I think, especially with social media, it can be so negative. And whenever you're doing anything, people will attack you or, you know, put you down. And so you're kind of, for me at least, I'm like, why am I doing this? I don't need this. I don't, you know, I rather just focus on my life quietly. But then moments like that happen and you're like, oh my goodness, this is so worth it. This is real, you know, this is tangible, not random Karen from Mississippi.
One person, it's all it takes.
And I feel so bad for the real Karens. Like who, I have an aunt named Karen. Like poor Karen.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Karen.
Did you get a lot of that? I mean, because we've all had it. Like, did you, like, you just always had a good attitude towards, like, the social media? You know, because there is a lot of, like, hate on Instagram and negativity. Were you just,
No, it's
hardly ever for me.
Well, yeah, everyone just pretty much loves
me. Yeah, I mean, everyone loves
you. I had, like, one bad comment my whole life, and I was like, what?
I don't. I have probably, if I go on right now, I have, like, a million. People are just, I definitely think it changed, like I said earlier, my view of humanity. I cannot imagine going on someone's page and saying something mean to them. And then your name's right there. Like, that's what you want to do. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it. But, I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But it definitely, I went through phases where it affected me. All of the social media stuff, even on Housewives, and then some of the women, even they, like, retweet something mean someone said about you is double hurtful. So there's so many different layers to it that I think, you know, you're constantly having to work through. And then that continues again. Like, I think I had worked through it. And then with Glittertown, now I'm getting more attention, which will just cause negative attention as well and negative people. And it's weird because you're like, all I'm doing is a show with my mom about cooking.
Jealousy rears its ugly head.
It's ugly out there. It's sad. It's just like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. I don't know why you need to come tell me that I'm boring.
It's so, I get it. Like, first of all, I would never go on someone's page and say anything negative. I don't even understand the concept of that either. It's like if someone says to me, like, you know, like on your like 100th show that I've listened to, you did this. And I'm like, thank you for listening. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, Mo, what's your name?
To let people watch. What do you want people to take away from Glittertown as they watch these 8 episodes?
Silly is good.
Yeah. I think joy and love and laughter and just to believe in yourself, whatever your dream is, and to make that happen for you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to leave us with today? Anything else we didn't cover?
I think I want to leave everyone with,
I wish I had some glitter, but she won't let me do it.
It's my house.
At my house, I'd be going.
You guys need to, like, glitter it up. When I come to the OC, we all need to have a drink.
Yes. And send me your address. I'll send you some noblemen.
I will. I am, like, your typical, like, I'm your demographic for noblemen.
I know.
So.
I got to get on that. Awesome. Yes. Thanks for all your support and all of our fun projects. You're the best.
You guys are the best. Lydia and Judy. Everyone needs to watch Glittertown. You guys are awesome on Bravo.
Thank you.
Streaming. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, David.
Love you.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.